because I know that neither of us speaks perfect English. So I'm not as worried about making mistakes or being embarrassed.
How do you feel about having your English corrected?
Well, it hasn't happened much lately, but I don't mind because that's how we learn, you know? We learn from our own mistakes. Sometimes when I'm tired, I might make a mistake with a third-person form, you know, but usually people are quite tolerant. And sometimes I catch my own mistakes, so I'm able to correct myself.
How do you feel about having your English corrected?
I love to have native speakers correct my English because it helps to pinpoint my mistake. But some people can overdo it. For example, I had this coworker at my job, and every time we had a conversation, he used to correct my mistakes. If someone corrects you constantly, you just don't want to speak anymore. But when they give me words that I didn't know before, then it's appreciated.
1.18.
Do you find it easier to understand native or non-native speakers of English?
Well, I've been in the United States for 7 years now, and I've been exposed to a lot of different accents, not only people from the United States, but from different parts of the world, so I'm used to it. In terms of regional accents in the U.S., I still sometimes have trouble with southern accents. They're a little more challenging for me because I don't live in the South. The most stressful thing, I think, is talking on the phone because you don't have the face-to-face interaction, so it can be tricky.
Do you find it easier to understand native or non-native speakers of English?
I find native speakers easier to understand because they speak more clearly than non-native speakers. But some native speakers can be difficult to understand too because they talk too fast. And even though I can usually understand native speakers better, I have more confidence when I'm talking to a non-native speaker